Hundreds of people gathered in Olympia to advocate for immigrant rights last week. NWPB's Renee Diaz speaks to a group from Wenatchee.
Solo las cadenas podemos perder.
Solo las cadenas podemos perder.
We must love each other and protect each other.
That's the sound of people chanting at the state capitol in Olympia, Washington. More than 500 people waved flags and held signs in support of immigrants and refugees last week. The demonstration was part of an effort to support immigrants' rights organized by Washington Immigrant Solidarity Network. A group of 31 people from Wenatchee joined the Advocacy Day. For many attendees, it was their first time in the state capitol.
We are here!
Standing strong!
Standing strong!
In our rightful place!
In our rightful place!
Among them was 8-year-old Zoe Mondragon, wearing a monarch butterfly cape during her visit to Olympia. Immigrant rights advocates have used the monarch butterfly to represent resilience of immigrants traveling to new places.
Estoy ayudando a la gente que no tiene documentos y cuando crezca yo voy a ser gobernadora y creo que aquí voy a estar.
She said she's here to help people who are undocumented. One day when she grows up, she says she will be governor and be at the Capitol. The group from Wenatchee got together to plan how they would ask their representatives to expand resources for everyone, regardless of immigration status. Gerardo Guerrero led a group to speak with state representatives.
Entonces yo creo que nuestro enfoque, our focus should be to really hit family.
Guerrero says he grew up in a family that valued community and helping others.
I feel I was manufactured in Mexico but assembled in the United States. Both my parents, they come from Mexico. I really got a deep appreciation for essentially taking a look at your community and really figuring out, hey, what can I do to make this a better place than before I arrived?
A focus of their trip to Olympia was to push for two bills to go forward in the state legislature. House Bill 1482 seeks to expand health care resources for undocumented immigrants. Another Senate Bill 5626 would provide a wage replacement program for undocumented workers who can't access unemployment benefits. Another Senate Bill 5626 would provide a wage replacement program for undocumented workers who can't access unemployment benefits. Here's Guerrero again.
If you're an undocumented immigrant, you do not qualify for unemployment benefits. And so with this bill, what we're hoping to do, whatever happens in life, it could be a sudden job layoff. Individuals still have access to some income to hopefully keep them stable enough.
The day included a march down to the Capitol building. At the Capitol, state legislators, including Representative Lillian Ortiz-Self, chair of the Latino Democratic Caucus, joined the group.
We are asking every state official to make a statement defending Keep Washington Working Law. And if they cannot stand up and defend it, you will know what side they stand on.
She introduced the Keep Washington Working Act. It's a law that prohibits law enforcement from enforcing federal immigration laws, such as detaining undocumented immigrants. More than 500 people took part cautiously. There were threats of immigration enforcement agents being present. Teresa Bendito with the Wenatchee group said they took safety measures and wanted to represent people who couldn't be there.
It was really important for us to still show up. We are also a proof that community saves community and that we are stronger when we're together.
Reporting from Olympia, I am Renee Diaz.
Renee Diaz reports for NWPB in collaboration with the Wenatchee World and the Murrow College of Communication Local News Fellowship Program.